I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Of power. May the Lord Jesus Christ be on our minds, be on our lips, and be on our hearts. This is the Terry and Jesse Show. Two Catholics with a PhD in common sense. And as it's been said by Chesterton, common sense isn't that common any longer. Terry, we're reporting for duty, sir.
Amen, Jesse, and welcome back from Kansas City. I am grateful to have you back. We had a good show with Father Murr, who's coming to the men's conference for June 14th, 15th for the men's conference with you. So we're excited about that coming. Every single day here at the Terry and Jesse Show, we always give you soul food. What's that? The Bible. I mean, if we give you anything, we give you God's Word. And Jesse always would say this for years. He said, you know, Terry, last time I looked, there's no expiration date on this Bible. So every day, that's what we do here. We give you the soul food. And today, we continue the Gospel of John, which is the Gospel of Love, Jesse. Chapter 16, verse 5 to 11. Would you share that gospel with our listeners, please?
Very short and to the point.
Yeah, you got
talks
that.
About the Holy Spirit here. This is Jesus speaking to us, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, speaking about the third person of the Blessed Trinity, and he goes on to say, I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him, that means Jesus is going to the Father, to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you, and when he comes, he will convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world, that's the devil, by the way, is judged. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In these short couple of verses, you see all three persons of the Blessed Trinity are referenced. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They work in this interrelationship that is inseparable, but they are distinct. Distinct persons you can actually see, but they're inseparable in everything that they do. And I want to just show in verse 5 where it says, you know, where are you going? They're probably wondering when Jesus says, but none of you ask me, where are you going? Okay. Now, although Peter back in John 13, 36 and Thomas back in John 14, 5, they did ask this question earlier, but they were very troubled by the prospect of Jesus' departure. So they didn't really press him on for any more information at that point. But here, again, they ask the same question again. And look at in verse 7, where it says, where it talks about the Holy Spirit. It says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. What do you mean to your advantage? Okay. Jesus is saying, when I go back to the Father, to heaven, we're going to send you the Holy Spirit, and greater blessings are going to come to all of you when the Holy Spirit comes to you at Pentecost. And what are some of the benefits of the Holy Spirit? Well, you apostles are going to have the power, the boldness to proclaim the gospel. A second thing, you apostles are going to have the ability to preserve and understand the truth in its fullness. The third thing that the Holy Spirit will do for the apostles is the Holy Spirit will give you the power to witness in times of persecution, to give you that courage or fortitude. And the fourth thing that the Holy Spirit will give you, apostles, the Holy Spirit will give you the grace to fulfill the just requirements of God's law. And the last verse that jumps out in verse 8, where our Lord says, and when he comes, talking about the Holy Spirit, he will convince the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment. Jesus is telling us that the Holy Spirit exposes the sin of unbelief for what it is, and that the Holy Spirit will convince the world that Christ, though condemned as the criminal, was truly righteous. And the Holy Spirit makes known that Satan and every enemy of Jesus Christ will face judgment for rejecting him at the particular judgment. And the mission of the Holy Spirit, if you notice here, the language that's used here is language of a courtroom. He's called the advocate. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit is an advocate. That means a defense lawyer for the disciples. But the Holy Spirit is also a prosecutor for those who do not believe in Jesus. Terry?
Jesse, well said. And again, that's so it's applicable for today's topic we're going to be coming to. What is the cause of all the evils in the world, and how we've been given the grace through baptism and confirmation to respond adequately for the message of Christ. We just have to turn it on. Hey, I want to, before I bring in Bishop Sheen, I just want to give you guys an update. We just found out last week on Friday, I mentioned about Bill SB 360 in California that's wanting to force Catholic priests to break the seal of the confessional. Let's say they hear a confession of a sex offender, and the government in California says, hey, you got to tell us what went on in that confessional. And we say it's religious freedom issue, and we're not going to do it. Well, I came up with, I think, with Father Murray, a good solution to this problem, and that is, let's go back to the old confessional where there's a grill between you and the penitent, and the priest doesn't know who is going to come into the confessional. And so now you can't tell the priest, hey, you know, you heard a confession, you got to reveal it. Well, how do I know who that person was? I didn't see them. So I think that's a solution. And again, the breaking of the seal of the confessional, a priest can't do that because he would be excommunicated. If this law goes into effect in California, well, we've got to have our priest that will be arrested for not speaking up. And this is a serious violation of religious freedom. So I wanted to keep you updated. Let's keep praying. And I want to pray for Senator Jerry Hill. He's the bill sponsor. Pray that that they stop this nonsense of telling priests that they've got to break the seal of the confessional. Let's bring in Bishop Sheen before we move on. Hey, full Sheen ahead. It's quick. It's really quick, but it's appropriate for today's show. And people are scared right now. Yeah, they're scared about a lot of things. What does Bishop Sheen have to say about fear? Man, Jesse, I've heard you say this all the time. Man, I missed it. Got it from Bishop Sheen. If we only knew it, we are fearing the wrong things. We used to fear God. Now we fear our fellow man. Jess, what do we fear? The government is going to make, they're going to come down on us. Oh, God, when we think about 90% of the Catholics don't believe in that the contraceptive mentality is, they think it's okay and that they don't believe what the church teaches. Who are they fearing? They're fearing their fertility rather than God. And so I think that Bishop Sheen nailed it in that case. And Jesse, I'll just mention one more thing that I want to bring up, and that is we're going to be talking when we come back, what is the cause of all the evil in the world? Yes, we're going to hit hard on that. It's a very good segment or two. But I just want to remind everybody, Cardinal Mueller came out with the Vatican. He says, this is him, and I happen to agree with him. Vatican reform plan is absurd, says the Pope's former doctrinal chief, and asks if it's Marxist. What did he say? What he's referring to?
We'll be talking about that,
yeah,
too, yeah.
Yeah, all this stuff. This is going to be a show that it's going to inform you, but I hope what it does is it makes you realize that you're part of the solution. Our listeners, by their holiness, by living lives of holiness. I'll just give you one more quick note on why we're in this struggle. A priest friend of mine told me, said, Terry, Catholics don't know their faith well. I said, Father, a lady called me this week and said she had never heard that we were supposed to pray for the souls in purgatory until she heard the Terry and Jesse show. Here's my point, everybody. Virgin Most Powerful Radio gives people the fundamental teachings of the church, and we try to inspire you with charity and clarity to follow God's teachings and not man. And why do I say that? Because he's told me this, Jess, and I'll throw it right back to you. Here's what he told me. A guy comes into a confessional and says, hey, I've had my wife died after 40 years. I want to have relations with this new woman who's not my wife, and, you know, I have urges. So, you know, what do you think, Padre? I mean, I'm okay, right? So this priest says, no, you're not. You're living in mortal sin right now. If you've had relations with a woman that's not your wife, you're not married, you're fornicating, and you can go to hell. And the man said, what? What about mercy? Monsignor says to him, mercy, you got to be a repentant sinner to receive mercy. You don't get it without being sorry for your sins. And the guy walked out of the confessional and says, well, I'm not going to you. I'm going to go find a priest that'll give me absolution. This is the time we're living in, Jess. And I know, Jess, you've heard this over and over again when you've told people the truth of the gospel and they go, well, that's not what my priest said. What do you say, Jesse? I can't control that.
Yeah, Terry, that's basically a lot of Catholics have bought into relativism, which
yes.
We'll talk about that as well. Terry, I want to just give one more bit of good news before
good.
We go up to the next
good
segment.
News, brother. Hit it.
Pepperdine University decided to 2 years ago to take down the statue of Christopher Columbus. And guess who wanted it? Thomas Aquinas College in Ojai, California. So now the campus has given the statue. Pepperdine gave the statue to Thomas Aquinas College.
What's the difference?
Which is a Catholic college just 50 miles away from downtown L.A.
Yeah.
Thomas Aquinas College President Michael McLean said, quote, Columbus was both a great explorer and devoted to the Catholic faith. So we place a statue next to Albert Magnus Science Building. That's the explorer part. And it points towards the chapel. That's the Catholic faith part. So, yeah, Terry, the liberals wanted to destroy the statue over in Pepperdine and over in Malibu, the beach city.
Yeah.
And St. Thomas Aquinas says, nope, this guy was a great Catholic saint and a great missionary. Give us the statue. So the statue has been saved from the liberals' destruction.
Thank you, Jesus. I love that story, Jess. I didn't even know about that one. Hey, when we come back, we'll talk about what is the cause of all the evils in the world and the solution here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio with Charity and Clarity. This is Terry Barber inviting you, all the men, to a men's conference June 15th at the Sacred Heart Chapel. This is going to be a day where we're going to talk about true masculinity. You know, there's a problem in the Catholic Church today. We have very few men who love the Catholic faith. And I know a lot of the wives that I'm listening to right now are saying, I want my husband to be on fire for the faith. Send him to the men's conference. Your son, send him to the men's conference by going to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call 877-526-2151. That's June 15th. When your husband comes back from this conference or your son, they're going to have a different view about their Catholic faith because they're going to meet three men who love Jesus and his bride, the church, and are going to instill in them a love for Christ and his church, the Eucharist, Our Lady. Bring them to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Sign up there or call 877-526-2151. Full sheen ahead.
It is only because of your continued prayers and generous donations that Virgin Most Powerful Radio can broadcast live each weekday. We count on your spiritual and financial support because you understand the urgent need for Catholic programming that shares the gospel with clarity and charity, but without compromise. Please prayerfully consider becoming a monthly donor. You can set it up with the touch of a button on our website, CatholicRC.org.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
So what is the cause of all the evils in the world? Well, Saint Bernadette, I don't know if you agree with her, but I do. St. Bernadette, when she was asked that question, she said that the persons that she feared the most, she said, I only fear bad Catholics.
Wow.
I pray to God with his help that I may not be a bad Catholic. Terry, in this article, it names you know, a couple of people that who's who in the world of evil.
Sure.
It names Adolf Hitler. It names, you know, Joseph Stalin.
Sure.
It names the Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yep.
Martin Luther. Yep. We could also say, you know, Chapo Guzman. El Capone. I mean, the list goes on.
Yep.
There have been some very bad Catholics in the world, and they do. And the problem is like it says at the end of the article.
Yeah.
Is when they become bad, they become really bad. I mean, like bad on steroids. It's like when you reject Jesus Christ and the fullness of truth.
Yes.
You like go to an extreme.
Yeah.
Terry, and an example of just what a bad Catholic can do, just a contemporary example. Over the weekend, there's a very well-known political liberal columnist for Time magazine. His name's Ian Bremmer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's a liberal Catholic, okay?
At least he calls himself that.
Yeah. Talk about media irresponsibility, Terry. He posted a quote this weekend, this bad Catholic, mm-hmm. Ian Bremmer.
Yeah.
He posted a quote this weekend saying about Trump insulting the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il, and this went viral. Well, guess what, Terry? A few hours later, people were saying, Trump is saying, I didn't put that out there. A few hours later, this political liberal columnist for Time magazine admitted that it was fake,
that he put out
a false tweet about Donald Trump. Terry, this could have started a war.
Yeah,
putting a fake quote and saying that the president said this, about a communist dictator, could have started a war, Terry. And I'm glad to see that President Trump, he's proposing to change the U.S. libel laws to better hold the media accountable.
Makes sense.
Because something like this, Terry, could have turned south.
Jesse, this has been going on for decades, okay? I have a friend who worked for ABC. Back in 1987, when President Ronald Reagan was running the country. And if you remember the Star War program that he was trying to help us have a defense mechanism to stop Soviet missiles from bombing us from outer space. And she was running the camera back then because there was a strike going on. And are you ready for this? She heard the big shots at ABC saying, hey, we've got to make Reagan look silly. We're going to make, Star Wars, make it look like it's, some cartoon and just do whatever we can to make this Republican president look like a knucklehead. And she was listening to this, and she's like, what? I can't believe they're saying this. I thought we were supposed to be objective. So after the news the next day in the meeting, she brought it up and said, hey, I thought, why are we bad-mouthing the Republican President Reagan? I said, aren't we supposed to just be the news that we're not supposed to be biased? And the people said, listen, you want your job, you keep your mouth shut. This is a sacred cow. We can do whatever we want to do. And yes, we do have an agenda, and it's against conservative, politics. And we're going to continue to do
that. And I wonder how many Catholics were working for that network at the time this was happening. And they just went along with it.
Well, that's just
it. Which is the point of this article,
that's
Terry,
right, Jess.
Is that St. Bernadette, she's saying that the people she fears the most are bad Catholics.
Well, absolutely. And, she's confirmed by different popes, Pope Pius V.
What did they say?
They say this. Well, they said this. All the evils of the world are due to lukewarm Catholics. And then, of course, another pope said this, all the strength of Satan's reign is due to the easygoing weakness of Catholics. You know, our good friend Father Bill Casey, priest of the Fathers of Mercy, he came out years ago at our family conference. You were there when he gave the talk, Jesse. It was about lukewarm Catholics, the scourge on the church. And if anybody ever wants to hear that talk, just call the 877-526-2151 number. Get multiple copies because it's waking up a giant. I've distributed hundreds of thousands of those CDs. Why? Because, Jesse, the popes are right. Bernadette's right. The saints are right. We're living in the same times right now where lukewarmness is all over, and we've got to stop it.
And Terry, and here's what the way it happens. It starts when you just start denying one thing, then it leads to another thing. Yep. It's basically boiling one frog in water, you know, 1 degree at a time. There's a pope by the name of Leo the 13th over 100 years ago.
Oh,
he said this.
One of the
he
great
said
popes.
This. When we reject any one teaching of the faith, we eventually lose the whole faith. That this was said by Pope Leo the 13th in his encyclical Satis Cognitum. In other words, what he's saying is, he who dissents even in one point from divinely revealed truth absolutely rejects all faith. And Terry, here's what's very sad right now.
Tell us.
A lot of Catholics that work in the media.
Yeah.
A lot of Catholics that are in politics, especially top heavy in the Democrat Party, which they rally around the issue of abortion, okay, the killing of babies and the promotion of that and the legalization of it. You know, sometimes they'll say, well, the only thing that I agree with the Democrats is an abortion, but nothing else. Well, guess what? You know, if you dissent on one point of the Catholic faith, this Pope Leo XIII says you reject the entire faith because you can't pick and choose what you want to believe about the Catholic Church. And I'll tell you, a lot of the what I would call the Woodstock generation of priests, that generation... The Cardinal McCarricks, the Mahoneys, that generation, Terry, they did not like Archbishop Fulton Sheen.
No way.
He was a pebble in their shoe.
Yep.
And I think one of the reasons that a lot of the Woodstock generation of clergy did not like Venerable Fulton Sheen is because he had no problem, you know, letting others know, other clergy know, that the key to being a priest and living out your vocation without sin or error is to do a daily holy hour.
Yes, he did.
And they didn't like to be reminded of that, Terry.
No. Jesse, Pope John Paul II, St. Pope John Paul II said this right in your backyard where you grew up in San Fernando at the mission. He said, there's no such thing as a cafeteria Catholic. And he explained that you can't pick and choose what you want. And I have to say this right now, Jesse, the mentality today in the church, I'll just be honest with you, it's not right. And that is, oh, we're all under one big tent. If you don't, you know, you can still be with us if you're, you know, you're into homosexual marriage, you're into abortion. You know, who am I to judge?
You're into socialism.
Yeah, socialism, all that. Jesse, this is why we have lukewarmness, is because clarity with charity is not being presented. And that's why, again, I keep saying Virgin Most Powerful. You came up with that name, Jess. It's so appropriate for us at calling on Our Lady because she's the one who crushes all heresy. That's what St. Maximian Kolbe said. So why do we have love for Our Lady? You'll hear later in the show that she is the key to conquering error in our church and in our world. But I just want to say what Bishop Sheen said about living, you know, the holy hour for priests. In 1976 at the Eucharistic Congress in Philadelphia, he went one step further years later, Jesse, and he said, lay people are called to make holy hours as long as it doesn't stop them from their duties and their state and life. And why? He said back in 76, there's a de-Eucharization going on that people don't believe in the real presence. Jess, you and I have been beating the bushes up and down this country for a lot of years, and the facts are the facts. Most Catholics have no idea about the Mass or about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. I mentioned earlier in the segment about a lady saying she didn't even know that we believe about purgatory, about praying for the poor souls. Yes, it's that bad. That's why we have to go back to basics. And what Jesse said about Terry and Jesse's show, where we have master's degrees in common sense, and common sense ain't that common. Right now, the Catholics, the millions of Catholics are low information, as Jesse calls them, low information Catholics. When you're low information, you're lukewarm. That's how I see it, Jess.
Yeah. I like this one section of the article where it challenges us. It says this: where is the courage of the martyrs? The millions of men and women throughout the centuries who have gone to their death rather than compromise their faith an iota. And yet we living our soft lives complain about our evil society has made it difficult to live out our faith. Hey, did St. Margaret Clitheroe whine and complain when Catholic Mass was outlawed in England once it had succumbed to Protestantism? No. Rather, she made every effort to not only attend Holy Mass, but provide for everything necessary so that it could be offered, including saving the lives of a number of priests. And for her trouble, she was sentenced to a most gruesome death of being pressed to death while pregnant with large stones.
Oh, my God.
What about the countless martyrs of the first centuries who went to their death rather than burn one tiny pinch of incense to the Roman emperors, like St. Basil of Ancyra?
Yep.
Or what about the five Franciscan proto-martyrs who were put to death at the hand of Muslims of North Africa rather than simply kissing the Quran? Or the many men and women who have been and still are being thrown in prison in China today for simply owning a rosary or attending Holy Mass offered by a priest in union with Rome?
Well said, Jesse. All I can say is today, you can identify who you are by who you associate with. And if you're a Eucharistic, you have Eucharistic piety, you love the Mass, you're going to confession, you're going to pray your daily rosary, this is what we're all called to do right now, even if you're not being encouraged at your local parish. I hope you are.
But we will.
Yeah, we will encourage you to become a saint, because what else is there, as our good friend Patrick says? I just want to leave you on this, Jesse, that this is so important that when you look at the saints and the role models of what the saints have done for us in the sense of giving us a role model to follow Jesus Christ, I hope and pray that we have the strength to say no to the world and yes to Jesus. And I say the only way you're going to do that is by receiving the graces, the life of God in us through the sacraments. So if you haven't been to confession in a long time, go now. Don't put it off, because you're not going to be able to fight off mortal sin unless you're living in the presence of God.
Terry, right now we're living in an Arian crisis.
Tell us about that.
At the Arian heresy,
how many bishops?
A Catholic priest Arius who denied the full divinity of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, tell us.
Only around 3% of the bishops.
Are you kidding?
Were still Orthodox.
Yeah, we're right.
And still believed in the apostolic teaching and the full divinity of Christ.
Bad.
Some of those giants were Saint Athanasius, Saint Hilary of Poitiers, Saint Basil the Great. These were some of the great saints that were the 3 percenters, Terry, that still believed that Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. But again, when Catholics go bad, that's why the article says, when the best become evil, they are the worst. Catch that?
Yep.
When the best become evil, they are the worst. I mean, I ask myself right now, there were 12 Jewish men that had a huge impact on the world, and today we're living out the gospel of Jesus Christ as the 12 Jews. What could 70 million practicing Catholics in America do if we were all living our faith? I'll tell you this. There's 6 million Mormons in the U.S. They sure make a lot of noise. And there's 1.2 million Jehovah's Witnesses in the U.S. They make a lot of noise. Where's the Catholic?
Right back with much, much more. This is Terry Barber inviting you, all the men, to a men's conference June 15th at the Sacred Heart Chapel. This is going to be a day where we're going to talk about true masculinity. You know, there's a problem in the Catholic Church today. We have very few men who love the Catholic faith. And I know a lot of the wives that I'm listening to right now are saying, I want my husband to be on fire for the faith. Send him to the men's conference. Your son, send him to the men's conference by going to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call 877-526-2151. That's June 15th. When your husband comes back from this conference, or your son, they're going to have a different view about their Catholic faith, because they're going to meet 3 men who love Jesus and his bride, the church, and are going to instill in them a love for Christ and his church, the Eucharist, Our Lady. Bring them to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Sign up there or call 877-526-2151. Full sheen ahead.
It is only because of your continued prayers and generous donations that Virgin Most Powerful Radio can broadcast live each weekday. We count on your spiritual and financial support, because you understand the urgent need for Catholic programming that shares the gospel with clarity and charity, but without compromise. Please prayerfully consider becoming a monthly donor. you can set it up with the touch of a button on our website, CatholicRC.org.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jess was just really challenging us to live a life of holiness, and I thought of the 13th century, Jesse. You talked about the Arian heresy about in the 4th century, but we had this happen many times in our church. In the 13th century, are you ready? The church had to come out with a law. It said you need to go to Holy Communion once a year and go to confession, and that law is still in effect. Why did the church have to define that? Because nobody was going to church. There was such lukewarmness in the 13th century. But what did God raise up? Have you heard of St. Francis of Assisi? Have you heard of St. Dominic? Have you heard of St. Louis of France? All these great saints. It was the century of the saints. Can I ask you this? This right now is the century of saints, the 21st century. You, Jesse, myself, we're called to sainthood, and the church is desperately in need of men and women living heroic lives for the gospel. So I just want to leave you on that note on this article about evil. The response, holiness. That's what I wanted to leave you on. Let's move on.
Here, we're going to move on to something else here, something that, talking about headquarters.
Yep.
Lifesite News reports that the Vatican reform plan.
What is this reform plan? Go ahead.
Is according to Cardinal Mueller, the former doctrine chief.
Yep.
He says it's absurd and it's Marxist.
I agree.
Okay. So this plan to restructure the Vatican, recently approved by Pope Francis' Council of Cardinal Advisors, it's come under fire from Cardinal Gerard Mueller, who was Pope Francis' former doctrine chief, who says that it's absurd for prioritizing the Secretariat of State and the practice of evangelization above the Catholic faith itself.
What does that mean in practicality, Jess?
Yeah, Cardinal Mueller says this, he gave an interview where he says that, you know, first comes the Secretariat of State with its relations with states, diplomacy, Vatican bureaucracy, and this is more linked to the Pope's supreme mission than the doctrine of faith. The doctrine of faith should supersede this because that's why the church exists, is to teach and save souls. And he said this is absurd to put the Secretary of State as an office that now has primacy within the Roman Curia above the CDF, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, because the Secretary of State deals with mundane, worldly, secular matters.
Yes, stately.
The CDF, it used to be called the Holy Office. This is the spiritual mission of the church that comes from Christ. And so what we're doing now is we're making the secular part of the Vatican take priority over the spiritual part of the Vatican. And Terry, the Vatican exists for more than anything else, the salvation of souls. So Cardinal Mueller has a problem with reprioritizing these offices.
And you know, Jesse, he said it well. Only through faith in Jesus Christ we're saved. Without faith, no one can please God. And I love the way he reaffirms a traditional teaching on faith is an infused virtue. The first gift of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the Holy Spirit earlier in our readings today. So the Holy Spirit to us in faith, hope, and love. You can't say faith in just theory, he added. You know, Jesse, his critique is a proposal of Curia reform not only takes Pope Francis, the cardinals of the council, but other popes, you know, John Paul II, Paul VI, whose Curia reforms have also placed the Secretary of State in a position of influence greater than the congregation of the doctrine of faith. I'll say it this way. It's like putting the cart before the horses. It doesn't work that way. And Jesse, you've been evangelizing for many, many years. You know that if people don't know the person of Jesus Christ, they're not going to get evangelized. And so how do you teach them the fundamentals through what we call doctrine, through the fundamental teachings of the church that are revealed in the Holy Bible?
Terry, and Cardinal Mueller makes a good point. He goes, Jesus didn't come to set up the Vatican Secretary of State. He came to set up a church to evangelize save souls.
That's right.
And so, let's just be honest. I mean, as you read the article, ever since Vatican II, I think we've inverted those offices, starting with Pope Paul VI.
Yeah, we did.
And continuing on to the present pontiff. And we're making the political part of the Vatican more influential than the spiritual part of the Vatican. And that's what Cardinal Mueller has a problem with. And I have a problem with also, because if you look at the Code of Canon Law, the final canon says that the Catholic Church exists for one reason and one reason alone, to be the Secretary of State to all nations. No, it doesn't say that. The Code of Canon Law, I think it's in Canon 1752 or 1756, it says that the Catholic Church exists primarily for the salvation of souls. That's why Christ set it up. And I think this is ever since the end of Vatican II, I think we've lost our we've lost our 2020 vision in regards to what's more important, politics or the soul.
Well, I'll give you an example. We talked about it a couple weeks ago about the missionary people in Brazil with an indigenous people. Since 1965 to 2019, they've had this mission going on to this indigenous people. And in, 65 years, they never got one convert to the Catholic faith. They never baptized one person to become a Christian. But you know what they were bragging about? Are you ready? Well, we learned so much from this indigenous people, how they live, how they eat, the kinds of food they have. Wait a minute.
How missionaries, they chant their mantras.
Yeah. Jesse, wait a minute. What happened to the gospel message that was the mandated by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago? Are we forgetting something? I will use that as an example of putting the cart before the horses. They've been there 50, 60 years, and they're supposed to be a mission. They're no mission. You know what they are? Sociologists.
You mentioned that. Cardinal Roger Mahoney, our former cardinal in Los Angeles, most people don't know, he didn't have a theology degree.
No, he didn't.
Nor was he a canon lawyer.
Nope.
Terry, get this. He had a master's degree in sociology.
That's it.
That's what he has. And guess what, Terry? All those, sociology, psychology, psychiatry, all of those are secular social sciences that come from the French Revolution. Okay? And that's why you'll find a lot of, even amongst themselves, they have much disagreement, because if you got a Christian psychologist versus an atheist psychologist, they're going to come and give an altogether different assessment on the same case. But Terry, this Cardinal Mueller, he's concerned about this reform proposal. He says that it's a Marxist foundation.
Yeah,
he says the relationship between theory and practice. Mm-hmm. He says that the Curial Reform proposal, which is now under review and is expected to be approved on June 29th, was designed by Pope Francis' Council of Cardinal Advisors, formerly known as the C9, and it's led by the scandal-plagued Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, Archbishop of Honduras, who has his own skeletons in his closet. And in the interview, Cardinal Mueller also referred to the German bishop's approach to the sex abuse crisis as crazy and absolutely false for blaming the problem on priestly celibacy and lack of women priests. And he also defended his fellow German theologian, Pope Emeritus Benedict's analysis of the crisis, calling its critics ideologues who indicated that they haven't read the texts in full. Terry, I'm just going to be quite honest here.
Yeah.
There's a split in the church. And if anybody doesn't want to admit this, they've got their head in the sand like an ostrich.
Well,
You have, since Vatican II, you have those that want to hold to orthodoxy, and you have those who want a more progressive, modernist church.
But, Jesse, what I'm noticing, and I want to get your take on this, Cardinal Burke, Cardinal Mueller, and others are coming out, and like you just said about the German bishops, he's calling it for what it is. And what is it now that we're getting more cardinals? And these are retired cardinals. They're in their 70s and 80s. They're almost ready to meet God, and they seem to like Cardinal Vigano. I mean, Archbishop Vigano. It seems like a lot of these guys are going, okay, I'm done. I've got to speak my mind before I get judged by God. But what's your take, Jesse? Because it seems like it's getting stronger and stronger from prelates are coming out and saying, look, the emperor has no clothes on. What's going on here, Jess?
Well, what's going on is I think a lot of people realize a lot of these cardinals and bishops are old men.
Yeah.
And I think they're all having a Vigano moment. Vigano said in his letter to Pope Francis, he says, I'm an old man. I'm going to be meeting God real soon. And so I think a lot of these cardinals are red pilling it. In fact, there's an article that says, you know, the bishop of Midland, Texas, Bishop Strickland, has red pilled on a lot of issues.
Yep.
Red pill means that a lot of people are saying, you know what? I'm going to quit denying the obvious. This is happening. It's bad. And I got to speak out. And I think a lot of these cardinals and bishops seeing that their time clock is ticking, Terry.
Yep.
They're in their late 60s, late 70s, early 80s. They're going to die real soon. A lot of these guys are having a moment of sobriety and saying, you know what? I'm going to see Jesus. I better take a stand and not go down as a coward.
And Jesse, that's why I'm asking all of our listeners to be praying for Holy Mother, the Church. As you know, here at the Sacred Heart Chapel on Thursday evenings from 7 to 9, we pray before the Blessed Sacrament for our bishops, our Holy Father, for all the leaders in our church. Why? Because they need the grace right now to respond in a positive way to direct us to Jesus Christ and not compromise with the world, the devil, and the flesh. This is what we're up against. And Jesse, what you just said, that people don't realize we're up against this battle right now between orthodoxy and heterodoxy, it is so clear, as clear as the nose on my face. I just want to ask you, our listener, you, be part of the solution with your prayers, living a holy life. Remember what Our Lady said at Fatima, souls are going to hell because there's no one there to pray and make sacrifices. So put down the Twinkie and get your rosary out and pray for Holy Mother, the Church. The Church needs you as much as it needs us. We're all together in fighting this battle against good over evil. Remember what St. John Paul II said in 76. The time has come right now for us to be praying like it all depends on you. We'll be back with much more on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. It's clarity, and I might add charity. This is Terry Barber inviting you, all the men, to a men's conference June 15th at the Sacred Heart Chapel. This is going to be a day where we're going to talk about true masculinity. You know, there's a problem in the Catholic Church today. We have very few men who love the Catholic faith. And I know a lot of the wives that I'm listening to right now are saying, I want my husband to be on fire for the faith. Send him to the men's conference. Your son, send him to the men's conference by going to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call 877-526-2151. That's June 15th. When your husband comes back from this conference or your son, they're going to have a different view about their Catholic faith because they're going to meet three men who love Jesus and his bride, the Church, and are going to instill in them a love for Christ and his Church, the Eucharist, Our Lady. Bring them to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Sign up there or call 877-526-2151. Full sheen ahead.
It is only because of your continued prayers and generous donations that Virgin Most Powerful Radio can broadcast live each weekday. We count on your spiritual and financial support because you understand the urgent need for Catholic programming that shares the gospel with clarity and charity but without compromise. Please prayerfully consider becoming a monthly donor. You can set it up with the touch of a button on our website, CatholicRC.org.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Why Catholics must rely on Mary in battle between church and the anti-church. This reminds me, this article reminds me of what Pope John Paul II said in 1976.
Yeah.
When he was still Cardinal Karol Wojtyla.
Yep.
He said this, quote,
in Philadelphia,
we are now standing in the face of the greatest historical confrontation humanity has gone through.
Yep.
I do not think that wide circles of American society or wide circles of the Christian community realize this fully. We are now facing the final confrontation between the church and the anti-church, of the gospel versus the anti-gospel, between Christ and antichrist. The confrontation lies within the plans of divine providence. It is therefore in God's plan, and it must be a trial which the church must take up and face courageously. Close quote. Terry, there's another good Catholic priest who gave a talk, I think it was over the weekend at the 6th Rome Life Forum.
Burke
and
was
the theme
there
was City of God versus the City of Man.
That's right.
It was sponsored by some great Catholic organizations.
Yep.
His name is Father Clovis. He holds a doctorate, not in sociology and in math and theology, canon law and Latin. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not exactly some shallow thinker. When you look at all, he's also the spiritual director of the Population Research Institute. He's one of the
Steve
good guys.
Mosier,
he said this. Okay. He gave a speech. Here's a couple things that he says, okay? With the battle between the church and the anti-church, now an open confrontation, Catholics must have confidence in the help of Mary.
That's right.
The Mother of Mercy. The priest said, the Mother of God is God's greatest creation and Satan's greatest enemy. He says, the supreme grace of Christ's incarnation would have not been possible without Mary's consent, which results in her being inseparably bound up with his redeeming power.
Right.
Father Clovis says, the Blessed Mother manifests her mercy under four titles, health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comforter of the afflicted, and help of Christians. And finally, Father Clovis says that Mary's first and greatest concern will always be to provide remedies for the spiritual wounds inflicted on us by original sin and by our personal sins, the wounds of concupiscence, of weakness, of ignorance, and of malice. And he also says that at this time when the faithful are bewildered by the storm of controversies over sex abuse, over corrupt priests and bishops and cardinals, over church doctrine, over the current Holy Father himself, and are frightened by the global tempest that rages over matters once seemingly but now openly contested, sexuality, gender, family, marriage, and the very nature of humanity, we can always turn to Mary, since the battle is fought in human hearts. The Virgin's victory and reign will come through the sacrifices of modern-day apostles, the children of Mary, lovers and adorers of the Eucharist, who have the spirit of surrender that leads to martyrdom for the faith, or at the very least, remain firm in their witness to prayer, sacrifice, love, peace, and truth in this present difficult hour. Hear, hear,
wow.
Father Clovis.
Well, I'm going to say amen, amen, amen. What he said, that's why I wrote this book called No Mary, No Jesus, K-N-O-W. When you know our Blessed Mother, you're going to know Jesus much better. And that's what this priest is saying. And so, Jesse, I'm so excited to hear this answer, because this is the solution to the problem in the church. Go to Blessed Virgin Mary. get to know her, pray your rosary. You know, Jesse, you mentioned that he's got degrees in canon law, Latin literature, and he's a board member of the Population Research Institute, our good friend. He's also with the Legion of Mary. Does that tell you something about this guy? Yes! He's solid, man! And so anything you read on this priest, make sure you read it, because he is going to, this whole article, we don't have time to go all through it. But you know what he says? The best known prayer to Our Lady after the angelic salutation of the Hail Mary is the Hail Holy Queen, where she's greeted as the Mother of Mercy. And both of these titles, the humble Virgin of Nazareth is closely associated with her son, who is the King of Kings, and yet never and ever merciful to sinners. Jesse, he goes in to talk about something that's so special to you, the King of Kings, about the kingship of Christ. And we don't hear enough about that. What does he have to say about the kingship of Christ?
Well, he goes through, he connects all the Bible verses showing the kingship of Christ in the Old and New Testament. And then he shows the obvious. Mm-hmm. Since Jesus is a universal king and Mary's his mother, therefore she's the queen. So there's a logical connection. Because of Christ's kingship, Mary is now also the universal queen. That he takes about three paragraphs tie that in. And then what he does, he goes through four of Mary's prominent titles, you know, her titles that demonstrate her mercy. They come from the Litanies of Loretto, which they are health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comforter of the afflicted, and help of Christians. And so he highlights these titles and he gives kind of a biblical and a theological explanation that it's under these titles that her eyes of mercy look upon us who are suffering bodily sickness, sickness of the soul. Through these four titles, she consoles us in our afflictions. Through these four titles, she provides strength for overcoming difficulties, Terry.
Well, Mary, help of Christians, pray for us, because right now we need Our Lady. And again, I just want to repeat what Our Lady of Fatima has said. It's the reaffirmation of the gospel. But continue. What did she say? Souls are going to hell because of sins of the flesh. Look at our culture right now and ask yourself about what's going down with pornography. You know, sins of the flesh, are they so common? Well, we don't just say, forget about it. No, we're going to pray for the conversion of sinners. And Our Lady said it well. Souls are going to hell because no one's there to pray and make sacrifices for them. So let's make those, let's live a penitential, sacrificial life. We got everything we need, right? We got a heater. We got air conditioning. We got all the food in our refrigerator. What sacrifices can we make? Well, we can deny ourselves legitimate things that happen. Like, for example, I'll just give you an example. I like iced tea. Jesse knows how much I like iced tea. Okay, I didn't drink iced tea for the whole weekend celebration of we just had. Why? Because I wanted to make a little sacrifice. It's not that hard to do. It's just do it. So whatever you can do to make a sacrifice for the salvation of souls, get in the habit of doing it often, because an undisciplined life is not a life worth living. You need to know how to deny yourself and follow Jesus Christ, because without self-denial, I don't think you can follow Jesus Christ, Jess.
Terry, this article gives a couple of short stories of the power of Our Lady's intercession.
It says this.
Mary's intervention at critical times in the lives of persons and nations. Think about the instant conversion of rabid anti-Catholics such as Alphonse Ratisbon, 1842. What about Bruno Cornacioli, 1947? What about the conversion of Mexico in the 16th century? What about the victory of Lepanto in 1571? What about the victory in Vienna, Austria in 1683? What about the defense of Constantinople, Turkey against the Saracens in 718? What about the conquest of the Albigensian heresy by St. Dominic and a Rosary? What about the protection of the Poles against the Swedish army at Jasna Góra? What about Częstochowa in 1655?
So many.
And the graces poured out abundantly by the miraculous medal all over the world, the bronze scapular, the rosary, the calls to conversion at Lourdes, La Salette, and Fatima. There's just a history in the Catholic faith of God using his queen mother to bring powerful conversions to different people around the world.
Jesse, I will just say, he says the triumph of the Immaculate Heart promised at Fatima is a spiritual reconquest of the entire world. He says the reign of Mary will see the destruction of sin, its structures, and its consequences. And here it is, in the words of St. Louis, the power of Mary over the demons will shine particularly in the end times, when Satan will strike at her heel. This is Genesis 3:15. That is to say, on the humble slaves and poor children of Mary who are called to battle against the gates of hell. Since the battle is fought in human hearts, the Virgin's victory and reign will come through the sacrifices of modern-day apostles, the children of Mary, the lovers and adorers of the Eucharist, who have a spirit of surrender that leads to martyrdom for the faith, or at the very least, remain firm in their witness to prayer, sacrifice, love, peace, truth in this present difficult hour. Jess, finish it up, and I'm excited. This guy's given us the answer to the problems in the church today.
Yep. He's basically saying to be mama's boy.
Yeah, mama, yeah. Well, you bet.
Yeah, he's saying grab your rosary.
Got it.
Consecrate yourself to Mary.
Amen.
Even every day, there's Marian consecration prayers every day. Pray your daily rosary. Do your 12 noon Angelus.
Yep.
You know, wear your Marian sacramentals.
Yep.
This guy is just reminding us of Mary's victory throughout church history. Yeah. And she's going to usher in the final reign. I know a lot of us are like, you know, like, when? Don't worry about when.
No.
Just be faithful to your state in life.
That's right.
Be faithful as a son and daughter of Mary. Be faithful as a soldier of Our Lady and of Christ. She's going to come when we least expect it. And the reign of Mary, as has been promised, will come in and take care of her children. As Catholics, we're just called to be faithful and be authentic devotees of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Queen Mother.
And I also want to have you vote with your pocketbook. Just a quick note. Nabisco Chips Ahoy mocks customers concerned about shocking drag queen Mother's Day ad. Basically, they're trying to say that a customer honors men who dress up and pretend to be women just as you would their own mothers. See, here's my point. I will never buy anything from Nabisco now. Why? Because they mock Christianity. And I think we have to vote with our pocketbooks, just like the situation with Target. I tore up my credit card years ago once they started doing the same-sex bathroom thing. Done. So talk is cheap. The supply exceeds the demand. Let's pray like it all depends on us and really work hard and ask God to intercede on behalf through Our Lady. Jesse, what state should we... Go ahead, brother.
State of grace. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. Nope. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
I want to also remind everybody, Jesse's coming to Southern California for the men's conference and also for our dinner on the 14th. For all you monthly donors, we really appreciate what you do because we couldn't do this. Well, you pay our monthly bills with that monthly donation. So if you want to be a monthly donor and join in, go to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'd love to have you come to our dinner. But before the dinner, we have a 5 o'clock Mass, the Anglican Ordinate Mass at 5 p.m. the 14th of June at the Sacred Heart Chapel. After Mass, we're going to feed you with all the Mexican food you can eat. Yeah, not all that. But we'll feed you a good meal. And I want to thank all those who have been supporting us here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio for this year and a half. We're still growing, and it's because of you, our listener. May
Mary
God
help of
bless
Christians.
You. Yes, Jeff.
Pray for us. Mary, comfort of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Mary, health of the sick, pray for us.
God bless you and your family, and full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful. We'll have the Bible with Marcus next.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests.
Woo!
O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.